special guest here this morning who feels that his plan could save Hartford. The Hartford Courant had an op-ed piece, "My Plan to Dig Up $50 Million for Hartford." And who is this gentleman? The one and only Mike McGarry.
That's right, Brad. As we broadcast from the Senate Travel Studio, Mike McGarry joins us in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Now, Michael, do you really believe that what you have written in the Courant and what you have said could pull Hartford out?
Well, last night at the budget hearing at City Hall, one more thing. I'm up at 5 like you guys. Here I am at City Hall at 9 o'clock last night. I think maybe a screw is loose. Anyway, the treasurer essentially went over that list and most of the things he thought not only feasible but desperately needed. Now, you know, you got to look out of the box here. The nickel-dime stuff, I'll give you a quote. I won't tell you who, but here's a great quote. This particular high-up official said, "They're arguing over toast while Hartford fries." They're discussing things that hardly matter, well, matter to individuals involved. But the overall picture we need big, bold moves. And big, bold moves like, for example, Jennings Road. Jennings Road is 30 acres of public works. I'm going to test you two guys. What do you think the public works facility is in West Hartford? 10 acres. West Hartford, of course, is a much larger residential city than Hartford. West Hartford is a bigger city, has a larger grand list, a smaller population, but as you know, West Hartford's got lots and lots of land and lots of commercial and residential.
But you know, Michael, Luke Bronin, who I think is a good mayor and a brilliant guy, I mean, why hasn't he come up with this stuff?
Well, I don't know. I think they're kind of in a batten-down mode.
What do you mean, a batten-down mode?
They had the problems, of course, with the baseball stadium. They've had the problems getting new personnel on board. You know, it's been a while now, but it's taken a while. You know, it's not easy being a mayor. You get tugged a million different ways. And the idea of bankruptcy, the treasurer, the head of council, and most officials I talked to said, bankruptcy doesn't do any good. Here's the problem. Not one town, city in Connecticut that has gone bankrupt or a state board, bankruptcy state board, same thing really. Not one of them has gone after the old pensions. The old pensions are the real problem. Not the new ones. The new pensions are not bad and not too far different from private pensions. But it's the old ones. Now, let's go all the way back to Manny Lieber. Remember Manny Lieber,
Brad? Of course I do.
Right.
He explained what happened one day to me. He said, "Look, Mike, back in the 80s, we couldn't, when Reagan was there and everything was great, things were booming, we couldn't hire any cops, firemen, or teachers because there were better jobs somewhere else. So, saying, gee, we really need these guys and gals, they loaded them up back in the 80s thinking it would never be over. Well, you and I know a lot's changed. Well, those contracts and deals made in the 80s come back 20, 25 years later really to haunt us. That's what we're dealing with. It's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is."
Well, Mike, let's cut to the chase here.
Yeah.
First of all, and you, I guess, suggested in your piece, Hartford really cannot accept any more help from the state legislature. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would say there's certain deals we don't make out on. Pilot, Hartford really takes it in the neck on Pilot. We serve the whole region with all kinds of services, and we get very little reimbursement for it.
Well, we all know that, though.
Now,
what are your ideas? Let's get right to it. What are you going to do?
The biggest idea that I can think of is better land use, starting with Jennings Road. Jennings Road is 30 acres. It could be 15. That 15 could be, you know, that new travel center they're building on the highway?
Yep.
That's going to be nationally known. Right above that could be more car dealers, could be a truck forwarding operation, could be a lot of things, instead of a big parking lot for public works. That's number one. Number two, we need an auction of land. Back in 1999, we did an auction, brought in a lot of money, put a lot of stuff on the tax rolls. There are other buildings around the city that the city should be moving sad to say, some schools moving along. Soon, a lot of churches, sad to say, will be on the, headed toward the rolls. The land around the baseball stadium is now tied up in court. As you know, it's center plan. That was the linchpin to the success of that wonderful, damn, that's a wonderful baseball stadium.
It is, and once that thing finally ends up out of court and they settle, I think you'll see development around that ballpark.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just hope they hurry up on that, because that's probably the key to everything we're talking about.
No question.
That land is now on the tax rolls much higher than it was, way higher than it was before the baseball stadium. But we had a court ruling on that. So anyway, that land and other land in the city used correctly and moved could get Hartford in the plus in the long run. In the short run, some of the things I talked about have to be done. Sadly, and I don't like this, and I'm not saying we should do it, but the 32% ratio of homeowners, they pay on 32%. Dan, you pay on 70. Brad,
that's
you
correct.
Pay on 70.
Yep.
Yeah. In Hartford, homeowners pay on 32% of market value.
And you pointed that out to us when we talked the last time. Hey, Michael, hold that thought, because that's a great point. We're coming up on traffic and sports, and we'll get back to Mike McGarry.
Our special guest, who had an interesting piece in the Current about my plan to dig up $50 million for Hartford. And again, Michael, I have talked several times, and so has Dan, with the mayor. The people that have called us, okay, are not for, you know, sharing all of these costs. They are not for regionalization. On a whole, they are not. Some are, but I just think that it would be tragic if we didn't have this in Hartford, Connecticut, and they had to file bankruptcy. I don't think they're going to file bankruptcy.
Well, I don't know. I did get a call from a very high official, you can guess who, Sunday, called me twice and said, look, we're really 65 in the hole, not 50. I said, look, the idea was ideas. Let's take Battersea Park. It was closed last year. Can you imagine that? Battersea Park was closed, not even used. That wonderful area out there, Camp Curran's only a part of it. Most of it is City Park. It's kind of ridiculous to have a City Park in Farmington. That should be a regional lake authority. Make a Central Connecticut Lake Authority. It could easily create that. Get it bonded, pay Hartford for the land, and run it in conjunction with all the other towns. I've talked to a lot of people, very feasible, because the other towns practically nothing, because they need more recreation space in their towns. They don't have much, and develop it would cost a lot of money. But you make a regional lake authority out of Battersea Park, open it up to everybody as it should be, 7 days a week as it should be. Do you realize for the last, I think, 15 years, it's only been open weekends? Battersea Park's only been open weekends, only maybe 10, 12 weeks. That's crazy. That is a beautiful pond, and the area is easy to get to, plenty of parking, and you just put some time, effort, and money into it, it could be...
How long is it going to take to do all the things that you are suggesting? This is a critical time here.
Got to be bold. You got to move. None of this nickel-dime stuff. You got to move bold moves if you're going to bring the city to where it should be.
Well, Mike, one of the things you suggested, and we started talking about it before the break, was, as you know, the houses are assessed on, rather than 70% of value, what did you say, 32% of value? What was it?
32.21.
Oh, okay.
I know the bankruptcy judge, and I get this from the highest people in finance, he'd say 40%. Now, the reasons that 32% is, West Hartford has, hold your hats, the taxes in Hartford are one-third less than the same house in West Hartford, right across the line.
Right.
One-third less. The judge would say 20% less. It makes sense. So that may happen. They may have to do that. I've heard from many officials they may have to move that up.
Well, because, you know, I've asked the mayor about your plan. I have actually asked the mayor about your plan, and his answer was, well, the reason they're at 32-point-whatever percent is because the tax base or the mill rate in Hartford is much higher than the other areas.
Well, there's two factors that affect the West Hartford. One is value, the other is the math. West Hartford's rate, as your people tell you, is not inexpensive. Taxes in West Hartford are quite a burden on the people in West Hartford, especially the elderly. Now, he says that, but the actual math, you just take your Bloomfield taxes, compared to Hartford. You're probably 20% higher in Bloomfield. House for house, square foot for square foot. So that has some validity, yes. The truth is,
so what? Let's get to the bottom line here, please. What is the answer? We're just talking figures and this and that.
What is the answer
to save the city of Hartford?
Bold moves where you talk significant amounts of money. And another simple. See, add all these up, and if all those were done, we would be in fighting spirit. We wouldn't have to go bankrupt. If pieces of them were done, we wouldn't have to go bankrupt. Other times, Hartford's had the same situation, and they found ways out of it. And other officials have found ways to do it. Now, the idea of, oh, my God, we got to be honest. We got somebody, we're broke. We got to go out of business is not the way to go. Because we just discussed all the possibilities from the land around a baseball stadium to an auction to Jennings Road to Batterson Park. There is the opportunity for Hartford to go like a rocket.
What about the Metropolitan District Commission, though? You also wrote about them, too, the MDC.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Isn't it tragic that huge swaths of land in Hartford, MDC and the materials land, sits there, not taxed, not even pilot? We get not even pilot out of MDC. We're getting a gift to every suburban town. Every suburban town should understand MDC, as much as they don't like MDC, for one reason or another, the idea of all their land is a gift from Hartford to all the towns. So we talk regionalization, there you go. We really should share the burden of the MDC land with all the towns.
Well, you're not going to get that, I'll tell you.
You're not going to get it.
The point being, something has to dramatically happen to save the city of Hartford. And my fear is, and I've said it many times here in the morning, that if they declare bankruptcy, this will absolutely do such a number on the city, there won't be companies coming here. It'll be in every major newspaper, television, radio across the country. Hartford has filed bankruptcy. What about this wealthy state of Connecticut? I mean, it's just not going to happen. It can't happen.
Well, you know, I researched everything in there long and hard. Now, people can argue with the actual amounts, but every one of those things I've talked about are feasible. You add them all up, it's a good shot to where we are. If we have to do tax increment financing, which we did this year, to get us through this year, that's better than bankruptcy. Tax increment financing means you borrow against next year's taxes. People say you're pushing it off. I say if you have to, you have to, because in the next couple of years, you're going to see this town boom if we don't get the bad reputation as a bankrupt.
I'm going to ask you again, Michael, though, do you really see the state legislature being able to help out Hartford?
No. I don't think they're going to. They're certainly with the mess they're in now. Now, what I understand from some legislatures, if Hartford does some extraordinary things, maybe they can help out. What the state legislature doesn't want to do, and here's something you haven't heard, they don't want to open the floodgates to other towns that might be in trouble. They don't, because in the long run, they don't want to have a whole list of towns come begging the state. So Hartford will have to do something extraordinary, such as some of the things I'm talking about, that other towns can't do. And then they can say to the other towns, look, Hartford did X. You can't do X. We had to help Hartford. So there is maybe some help from the state. But we ought to do it ourselves. And all those things I talked about are steps in the right direction. And, you know, we really are on the launching pad for a great, great number of things in this city. And, Brad, you're absolutely right. We would puncture that balloon so fast with this bankruptcy thing, all these wonderful plans that end up as dust. And that's why I'm so upset, because I remember those good years. Remember those years with Mayor Mike? Remember the great things we did? Back then, we lowered taxes. Oh, I can't. I never forget. We lowered taxes. We got the six pillars started and so on. Hartford is right on the verge of greatness or on the verge of tragedy. And I think if they make some bold moves, such as what I suggested, and I'm sure some people have other ideas, you know, I'm only me. There's a whole bunch of people out there that are smarter than I am. We need bold ideas that moves the city forward. Because let's take the burn plant. Let's go all the way down there. You know the beautiful burn plant we got?
Yep.
They're talking about replacing that. I think that ought to be taxable. It's going to serve, you know, 100 towns. Why in God's name should we build a $600 million burn plant? And again, it's a gift to the region.
Have you sat down with the mayor to talk about this?
I'm sorry?
Have you sat down with the mayor?
Yeah, I have talked about all these things with various officials, including the mayor, and usually they change the subject pretty quick. But I think now there's quite a stir. Believe me, last night the treasurer went right down that list, and the treasurer in public hearing talked to the council, and the council was very interested. Remember, the mayor proposes, the council disposes, just like the governor. The governor proposes, the legislature disposes. It's up to our council people to be bold and to move.
Well, I don't think you got the leadership in the council, but I do think you got the leadership with the mayor. I have a lot of confidence in the mayor.
It's a balance. I think Clark is pretty good, and I think John Gale is pretty good, and Julio, I think we got some good council people.
I didn't say you didn't have some good ones, but you got to have somebody that says this is what we're going to do, period.
Well,
I hope your proposals, Mike, continue to keep the discussion going and result in some bold action. But, Mike, I want to thank you very much for coming on and sharing with our audience
Absolutely.
Your thoughts, what you talked about and what you wrote about in the Hartford Courant. And we'll stay in touch because this problem's not going away anytime soon.
Okay, great, Dan. Thanks again. Thanks, Brad. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 7:30 in the